Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thank you very much. Jordan, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rob Jollison is our guest, our good friend, 19-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Jollison Associates, Jollis, with two L's, Jollis.com, author of many books on how to sell customers, how to love them up, how to take care of them, how to get out of your own way when you're calling on someone, how to put all that together and make it look good. He can help you with it, folks. I promise you. And Rob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about this concept of people getting hung up on being sold, or people worry about being sold. I'm not going to sell you. I'm just going to, you know, let you pick out whatever you want. One of the things that bugs me when that people say, and I take offense at it. I don't let them know I'm offended, but I do. Is when they say, okay, give me your spiel, Blasingame. I hate that word, spiel.
Right.
It sounds like, it makes it sound like I'm going to trick them, right? Like I'm a trickster. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to pull some kind of trick or pull the wool over their eyes. I'm going to lie to them. Give me your spiel. To me,
yeah.
You know, I've almost gotten up and walked out. I've said, look, you know, I don't have any spiels. But I'm here to help you. Which one do you want?
Yeah, you know who was really good at giving spiels? Billy Mays.
Billy Mays was the guy who was selling. That's a spiel. I agree with
that. There you go. Now you got yourself a spiel. You know, be careful what you wish for. I'm with you. A spiel is another word for a pitch. And quite frankly, I'm not here to pitch you. I'm here to, like I said, I'm basically here to get you out of your own way. Because most people who don't want to be sold and avoid being sold take way too long to make decisions they know they should have made before.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a salesperson comes down the pole. We can't be afraid to sell, and we can't be afraid to learn how to sell. I would look at Capital One. I was actually thinking, you know what, rather than nail the sales profession, why don't you reinvest in training your people to learn how to consult and problem solve and, when necessary, create urgency? And we can call that selling and not be afraid of it.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And
yeah.
And to help people, there's especially in the B2B side, right, especially in the world that you and I work in mostly, the B2B side, where the decision to pull the trigger to actually write the check is multifaceted, emphasis on multi, right?
Yeah, yes. And the thing is, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's get off Capital One back for a minute, and let's just talk to people who are listening to the show. I know that if I'm talking to a copier jock like you and I used to be, mm-hmm. or if I'm talking to a financial advisor or something, okay, I'm just reminding you of something you already know, and maybe you got a smile on your face because this topic needs to be discussed. But by golly, I'm also talking to the HR representative. I'm talking to a manager. I'm talking to anybody who needs to take their idea, put it in somebody else's brain, and have them feel like they thought of it. I'm talking to anybody who needs to add empathy to what they're doing. Why in the world are we so afraid of the word selling?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad word. Of course, people do spiels, and people think, well, Steve, look at that spiel. That was selling. And you and I are both telling you, no. That's a Billy Mays pitch there.
That's right. And if somebody says to say to me, you know, hey, come on in, but don't try to sell me. I would say to them, well, let me tell you something. Most of my customers call me when they get a competitive proposal for me to come in and help them evaluate it. If I were just selling them, I don't think I'd get those kind of calls.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's because you're a trusted business advisor.
That's exactly right.
Because you go deeper, Jim. And that's how you and I were taught. And we forgot because it became muscle memory for us that not everybody got the same message. Not everybody got the training we got. So don't be afraid. If you don't need Xerox training. You just need to be open to the concept of persuasion and influence. Those are not bad terms. Those are the kindest terms in the world for customers that need our help.
Mm-hmm. If selling were a bad thing after 10,000 years, we wouldn't still have them. We wouldn't still have salespeople if it were a bad thing after 10,000 years of marketplaces. And so if you're in sales, practicing quality business, you're doing business, you're selling to do business, you're trying to help people, you know, you should be proud of that. I'm proud. I am proud to say, and I say it all the time out loud. I tell people all the time, even if we're not talking about selling, I say, I'm a grizzled old salesman. I'm proud of it.
Yep.
I don't have a problem with it.
You and me both. You know what happened, Jim? You know, listen, some people, they'll ding the legal profession because there's some not so great lawyers out there, but there's some wonderful lawyers out there that are necessary to help us interpret the law. We can't just trash the legal profession. There are good doctors and bad doctors. Some of them not so good, but some of them will save our lives. I'm not trashing the medical profession.
That's right.
There are good salespeople and bad salespeople. Stop getting hung up on the bad salesperson you met 9 years ago, and remember that there's great salespeople, and then go back and think of every decision you made where you went and you said, boy, I wish I'd done this 3 years ago. This one cost me a lot of money.
Right.
That's because you were avoiding that good salesperson.
And you didn't meet the right person. Well, the other thing is, and this is another part of your world, and this is the reason why I encourage people to find your book, Customer Centered Selling, is because if you're a great salesperson, you're also a great customer care person. By definition.
There you go.
You're a good customer.
There you go. I agree with that.
Long after the sale has been made. Why people don't believe you, that's the brand new book, Build Credibility from the Inside Out by Rob Jolliss. Quick break. Tintail, right back with Rob after the messages. See you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.